Good morning. Well, it is Saturday morning, and I think we're going to sell a bike today. So I had some bikes in the garage. This bike, I don't think anybody's on the channel seen it. And if they have, it's been a long, long time. It's been covered up. This is actually a bike that my mom had and rode that I've been storing for several years now. I'm going to show it to you. You guys are going to make fun of it, but you make fun of the bike all you want. Don't make fun of my mom. I'm going to tell you why this bike was the perfect bike for her and how it allowed her to ride her own. So don't go anywhere. We got story time. There it is. Now, this is a 2003 Honda Silverwing. No, it is not a moped. I know you're confused. It looks like a giant scooter. This thing is 600 cc's. And right there you can see it says Silverwing. So I don't know if it's intended to be like a baby Goldwing. I don't know a lot of the history of them. Not really into them. But I can tell you that although you may not want anybody to see you riding it, it's still fun to ride. But most motorcycles are. All right, we're going to do story time real quick, and then I'll show you some features of the bike and stuff. But I want to explain why this bike is perfect for my mom. So 30 plus years ago, I would say, close to 30 years ago anyway, my mom was in a really bad car accident. She was in a small city here in central Missouri, you know, kind of in a downtown area. There's like four or five stoplights. And then the last stoplight before you start heading out of town is uphill. Four lanes, divided highway kind of. But no, at the time, there was nothing in the median, no barriers or anything like that. And she was in the front of the line at the stoplight in the slow lane. Cars on her left. Rock Bluff on her right, because this is in a hill where they've cut out the hill to make it not quite so steep to get through. That's something they do here in the Ozarks a lot. So the light turns green. She's, you know, 200 or 300 yards up the road, picking up speed. I think it's 45 mile an hour zone she's going into. And a semi coming the other way comes over the top of that hill, and traffic was still all backed up from that stoplight that had just turned green. And he slammed on the brakes, jackknifed the rig, shot across the median, stuck his nose into the rock wall, and left two lanes of traffic with nowhere to go but into him. So my mom's car ended up wedged into the fuel tank of a semi-truck. She had pretty serious injuries. I mean, not necessarily life-threatening, but it broke her femur, I think, multiple places. I mean, I wasn't with the doctor or anything else. I was actually working out of town when I found out with my dad. So we weren't even with her when she went to the hospital. That somebody back home went with her, and we went and saw her the next day. But my mom is, well, we'll just say vertically challenged. It's a term I like to use a lot. On her best day, she might have made 5 foot. I'd say now she's 4'11". When she broke her leg, they actually had to fly a rod in from a children's hospital to go inside of her leg. So they take the bone out of her hip joint, put this rod down through there, put her all back together. She had months and months of physical therapy and everything else. And then like a year later, they said she had a fever in her leg. Said take the joint apart and take the rod out of the bone and put it all back together. And then more physical therapy. So she has a limp. Her hip bothers her. And there's no way she can throw her leg over a motorcycle. Because of the way this bike is designed, she can step through it and sit on it and ride it. Now, she has rode this bike to Little Sturgis and places like that with my dad riding his Springer, which is back here. And, you know, it allowed her to ride her own motorcycle, not to have to be a backpack. So that was cool. Does Harley make anything like that? No, they don't. They don't make anything that would work for her disability. So she does have a handicap placard. It is a disability. And it's a physical thing that she has had to live with for 30 years. So she can't sit too long. She can't stand too long. She's got to, you know, has pain because of that. It's just one of those things. But this bike, the way it's designed, enabled her to experience the open road. I remember, you know, it was probably 13, 14 years ago. I was going through a divorce. You know, my dad was working out of town. My mom was home. You know, and me and her would go for rides. I have gone on rides with just my mom with her riding her own bike. That's a memory that a lot of people never get to have. My dad rides, my mom rides, you know. I've got to experience that. They ride on a trike together now when they ride. His back's getting pretty bad. He doesn't ride near as much. He's having to go to a therapist, you know, twice a week and everything else, physical therapy and stuff, trying to, you know, get things straightened out. Maybe they'll get back to riding on a trike at least, but it's time to let this bike go. She's never going to ride it again. So I have a buddy who rides a Gullwing, who's familiar with Hondas and works on Gullwings and things like that. And he was interested in this bike as it sits. It does have a problem. We think it's probably the fuel pump. My dad worked on it, didn't get it fixed. There's no battery in it whatsoever right now. It takes a special battery that lays on its side in a trunk area. I'll show you all that and stuff. I'm going to try and wash it off and clean it up a little bit, and we'll take a better look at it. Now, you can see the step through here, how I said it would work better for her. She can actually step through it and ride this thing and not have to throw her leg over it like you would a regular motorcycle. So that's why this worked so well for her. Now, these are little tires. You know, I don't know if they're 13s or what they are, but they're small. Front and back. Disc brakes. Again, this is a 2003 model. I want to say this is a V-twin, but I'm not positive about that. Of course, you can't see the motor. It's hidden all underneath all this stuff. I think it is shaft drive. Let's see if we can tell. That's got to be shaft drive. Tread on the tires is pretty good. I took the plate out off of it already. It was last licensed in 2015. But you can ride two up on it. Got a big, wide seat. Now, I'll pull the key out of the ignition here. This is a special strap I've already put on here for tying it down when you're towing it, so that you can hook your hooks out here and have them out away from the fairing and stuff. That way it just takes better care of the bike and stuff. So they're going to go with it. It's got a little compartment. Pop it here. Yeah. So little glove box there. You can lock that one. Then a little push glove box over here. Just like a Road Glide. Push. Unlike Harley Davidson, Honda had the foresight to put a sticker on there that says push, so that people don't tear it up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the new Road Glide, the 24s and up, had that same kind of push, and they pop, and people were walking up and just pulling on them and breaking those clips and stuff. Now let me show you the beer compartment, because this has a huge beer compartment. That's what I like to call it anyway. Put a key in back here, rotate that, and this whole seat comes up and off. And I'd say down there is probably where the owner's manual is supposed to sit, or tools or something like that. I think it says tools there. There is a rod here to hold this. It's been disconnected, it looks like. There is the beer compartment. So it has this great big trunk in here. Goes way back up underneath there. You could get a couple of cases of beer up in this baby. And right there is where the battery sits. You can see the cables here. This takes a special battery, AGM, that can lay on its side and stuff. That's the battery compartment. Probably bolts on here somehow. So it actually sits recessed back in here. And this bolts on here and is labeled positive and negative. I'm guessing this is for the piece out here that's missing. I'll show you that. And we have grab handles back here for the passenger. And I think this piece that was laying there goes right here. Probably goes back under the seat or something. And it looks like it goes in there. You just got to take the seat off probably to put it where it goes. And that's probably where the fuel stuff is that they were working on. So that's why it's out of there. What do we have here? Ah, gas cap. There's where you fill it. All right, guys, I'm going to get this thing washed up and cleaned up a little bit. And we'll wait on Randy to get here and see if he's going to take this thing home with him today. Be back in a minute. All right, Randy got out of the car with money in his hand. I think he had his mind made up before he ever got here, but he looked the bike over, showed him some of the features I showed you guys in the video already and stuff. And we've already got it loaded on the trailer. So what I didn't tell you guys yet is Randy has another YouTube channel. Well, he has a YouTube channel. So I have mine. He has his, obviously. And if you want to know more about this bike, it might show up on his channel if you want to follow the bike and see what happens with it. And tell him the name of your channel, Randy.
Name of my channel is Love and Bikes.
Love and Bikes. And we're going to mark this as a collaboration. So If you look down below on the video where it says Riding the Ozarks, it should have his channel name there, and you should be able to click on it and go to his channel and stuff. But I'll make sure there's a link in the comments where you can go find him. And you ride what most of the time?
I've got a 2013 Honda Goldwing.
And you signed up for the Let's Ride Challenge.
I did.
This year to raise money for veterans, because you are a veteran.
Yes, sir.
So all you Goldwing riders out there that follow him, if you're seeing this video through his channel, because I'm marketing a collaboration, make sure you get by a Harley dealer, register your VIN. You can participate in the Let's Ride Challenge this year. Doesn't matter what brand motorcycle. So it's a good cause.
That's right.
All right. So you got any plans for this thing?
I'm going to get the thing running and hopefully put it on the road, and we'll see from there.
All right. Have you ever had a 600cc moped before?
No.
Scooter?
Never.
That's what I tell them it looks like.
My first bike was a 600 Ninja.
How long have you been riding now?
30 years.
Almost as long as me.
Yeah.
He's a young pup still.
Yeah, right.
All right. We're going to let Randy get on the road. We'll catch him maybe on another ride. He's done some rides with us and stuff. So, you know, just be on the lookout. He may show back up on the channel. And if you want to know more about the Honda Silverwing, he gets this thing running. He'll probably do a video on what was wrong with it and how I was an idiot for not fixing it. But, you know, it's not really my bike. And it just wasn't something I was interested in working in. You kind of work on Goldwings and stuff already.
Yeah, I try to do all my own maintenance and upgrades and whatnot, and repairs. And if this thing takes more than a paper clip and a piece of scotch tape, I'll let you know.
All right, there you go. All right, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.